machines connected, your data secure, and your business ready for anything from high-speed internet to next-gen cloud and managed services. We are the network that works for business. Inc. Zambia. Simpler. Seamless. Solution. Call 0950-500-130 to discover how we're shaping the future of business.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time check, 13 hours.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you doing? Taking flight on air and online. Online.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Finance Minister says lowering commodity prices will not automatically ease cost of living. Couple electrocuted in Saka's Kabanana site and service. In global news, northern Morocco on maximum food alert as locals river swells. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM Lunchtime News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mosokotwane says reducing the prices of various commodities alone is unlikely to stabilize the cost of living. Speaking during the National Development Coordinating Meeting program in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Mosokotwane explained that while government could encourage cheaper goods, it cannot compel manufacturers, traders and other market players to sell products at lower prices. Dr. Mosokotwane added that although inflation has decreased, households will continue to face high living costs unless the country focuses on increasing production and raising incomes. He noted that government is working to create an environment that supports production, which will help ease living costs over time. Dr. Msokotwani has emphasized that the country's development plan has already achieved important gains, including improvements in the national debt profile and a recovery in productive sectors such as mining, which has contracted in previous years.
The issue of the cost of living is not going to be solved by prices of commodities going down. So the way we are going to solve the issue of the cost of living is by all of us working harder. The incomes are now going to rise. So it is a rise in the incomes that is going to address the cost of living, not pushing down prices. That will not happen. And as long as inflation does not rise faster, which is what we are doing, it means your incomes are now going to rise faster than the rate at which prices are going. Not wishing that prices will come down. That will not happen. Our job as government is to help create conditions that will make everyone produce more.
At the same event, Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, acting statistician General Sheila Mdenda, disclosed that employment in the country rose to 4,175,010 in the second quarter of last year, up from 2,902,298 in the first quarter, leading to a drop in the unemployment rate from 12.9% to 10.3%.
In 2025, unemployment rate reduced to 10.3% in quarter two from 12.9% captured in quarter one, while employment levels increased to 4.2 million from 3.9 million during the same period. And just to say that we will be publishing the information for the next two quarters in the next few weeks.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Finance and National Planning Acting Permanent Secretary for Budgeting and Economic Affairs, Willis Chipango, said Zambia's 2025 budget performed fairly well, with domestic revenue reaching 181.6 billion kwacha against the target of 178.1 billion kwacha. A couple in Lusaka's Kabanana site and service area has died after being electrocuted at their residence. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday, saying the victims have been identified as Amos Walia, age 29, and his wife, Felicitas Mlinga, age 24. Mr. Chilavi explains that preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mlinga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire connected to iron roofing sheets, during which she was electrocuted. He says Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist his wife and was also electrocuted. Mr. Chilavi says both victims were rushed to the hospital where they were pronounced dead on arrival. He says police officers quickly responded to the scene and ZESCO Limited personnel disconnected the power supply.
Preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mlinga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire that was connected to iron roofing sheets. In the process, she was electrocuted. Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist her and was also electrocuted. Both victims were rushed to the hospital, where they were pronounced dead upon arrival. Police officers rushed to the scene, and ZESCO Limited personnel were notified and subsequently disconnected the power supply. The bodies have since been deposited at the investigation hospital mortuary, where post-mortem examinations are pending. An inquiry file has been opened and investigations into the matter are ongoing.
Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu has blamed the party's current challenges on deliberate efforts by both internal and external actors to weaken the former ruling party. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Zulu said the difficulties facing the PF are not accidental, but the result of calculated actions aimed at dismantling the party from within and outside. He has, however, cautioned against writing off the PF, emphasizing that the party is bigger than any individual's name or symbol.
In the talks that we've been having, the Council of Elders and everybody else are saying, listen, gentlemen, we have this opportunity for Zambia. Let us look beyond political parties. If all the political parties are going to come together, so be it. You should do just that. Because this person you're dealing with, this government that you're dealing with, will go to any length to ensure that they divide you. They'll go to any length to ensure that PF is not on the ballot. They'll go to any length to ensure that you do not reach